Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, I'll discuss concrete poetry and pattern poetry. So what is concrete poetry? What is pattern poetry? What is the similarity between the two? And what is the difference between the two? Now, in concrete poetry, the emphasis is on the graphic pattern of letters and words that are there in a poem. Okay? Of course, concrete poetry is also a form of poetry, a sub-genre of poetry. But the emphasis here is on the graphic pattern of words or letters. So rather than the words, the typeface becomes more important. Or typeface se kya matlab hai? Typeface basically refers to the font that is used. For example, when we use MS Word, Microsoft Word, there are various fonts that we can choose from, right? Times New Roman, Calibri, Arial, and there are so many different fonts. Because similarly, here the font becomes important because the arrangement of the words and the letters is in such a way that it will somehow evoke some kind of picture in your mind. So that is what the emphasis is on. Normally, poem mein kya hota hai? Rhythm hai, rhyme hai, alliteration hai, right? And using those elements, a poet tries to convey something, tries to evoke something in our mind. But in concrete poetry, that is not the case. The emphasis here is on the graphical representation of the words and letters, and also the graphic spaces between those letters and words. And what is pattern poetry? Even in pattern poetry, it is very similar. Okay, the lines are arranged in a very, very unusual configuration. And the arrangement of the lines, the length of the lines and the arrangement of the lines resembles some kind of shape in the outer world or in nature. For example, if we consider the poem called Easter Wings, okay, Easter Wings by George Herbert, very famous poet. Isme hota kya hai that there are just two stanzas, okay? Each stanza is arranged, the lines are arranged, the lines and the words are arranged in such a way that it seems as though ek panchi ka pankh hai. It seems to be the wing of a bird. So, us tarike se arrange kiya hua hai. Okay? Easter Wings by George Herbert. Sometimes this poem, Easter Wings, is also classified as a example of concrete poetry. Sometimes it is said that it is a good example of pattern poetry. But broadly speaking, this can be both. Okay? Concrete as well as pattern poetry ka example ho sakta hai. Now, abhi tak maine aapko bataya what is the similarity between the two. Okay? Between concrete poetry and pattern poetry. So, what is the difference between the two? See, in concrete poetry, the poem cannot be read aloud to any effect. Okay? If we try to read aloud a poem, the effect is not that much. Okay, because the emphasis was never on things like rhythm or rhyme or alliteration. I told you earlier, it is more on the graphical representation. So words on a page, kis tarike se wo arrange hain, un pe hamesha emphasis tha wo. So concrete poetry cannot be read aloud for any kind of effect. Of course, we can read it aloud, but koi effect aisa lagega nahi ki kuch effect hai us cheez ka. And its essence is in its appearance on the page, okay? Not in the words that form the poem. This is about concrete poetry. So how is this different from pattern poetry? Now the difference is, when we read aloud pattern poetry has the ability to hold its meaning apart from its typography. Matlab, it can be read aloud and still retain its meaning. Of course, concrete poetry and pattern poetry have a graphical component, true. But concrete poetry mein, reading it aloud is absolutely useless. But pattern poetry can be read aloud and the effect is there. Okay, so pattern poetry has both things. Visual appearance on a page as well as other elements are there. Rhythm, rhyme, alliteration will be there so that when we read aloud the poem, the effect is retained. Ye difference hota hai. Now, with respect to concrete poetry. Now, concrete poetry was inspired by other literary and artistic movements such as Dadaism, Surrealism. In sab se inspired hua tha ye. And two names you should keep in mind. One is Max Bill. Okay, Max Bill and Eugen Gomringer. Okay, Eugen Gomringer. Eugen ki spelling kya hai? E-U-G-E-N. Eugen Gomringer. G-O-M-R-I-N-G-E-R. Uske baad, pattern poetry. Pattern poetry, a good exponent and a practitioner of pattern poetry is the American writer E.E. Cummings. Okay? When we read American literature, the writings of E.E. Cummings is very important. And he is also a good major practitioner of pattern poetry. Then another name is there of a poet called Guillaume Apollinaire. Guillaume Apollinaire. He is a French poet. Okay? Guillaume Apollinaire. Okay? So just remember the names of these poets. So from an exam point of view, you should know what is the meaning of concrete poetry and pattern poetry. Uske baad, what is the similarity between the two? And what is the slight difference or small difference between the two? Okay? Because broadly speaking, they are the same. Depending upon which source you are consulting, which book you are reading, they can also say that these are the same. But there is a slight difference. Slight difference. Okay? Or difference kya hai? Concrete poetry has an extreme visual bias. Extreme visual bias. Hai. And the practitioners of concrete poetry also call it verbi voco visual expression. ठीक है ये कहते हैं इसको verbi voco visual expression. Whereas pattern poetry is not limited to visual expression or graphical representation. It can also hold its meaning when it is read aloud. ठीक है that is the difference.